Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Saints made a smart decision, re-signing Alvin Kamara. Now you can make a smart decision of your own. Sign up to become an annual Saints Happy Hour fan club patron and save 5% off the monthly rate. You get access to the Saints Happy Hour daily podcast ad-free. No ads ever. You get the Saints Happy Hour booze bundle, 4 swag items, amazing. Access to our private Discord channel where you can talk Saints 24/7. What are you waiting for? This offer won't be around forever. Go to saintshappyhour.com, sign up, and save 5% today.
This is Sean Payton, head coach of the New Orleans Saints. What's with this Saints Happy Cast? This has to be the worst Saints podcast in the world. Ralph can't say anyone's name right. Andrew doesn't know football. Everyone has a hard time listening to Dave. And is Kevin even there tonight? The audio with this podcast, my God, the audio, it's painful.
Oh, it's Friday night. That means it's time to get you ready to gamble your hard-earned money on college football, whatever you want to gamble on. It's football season. We're going to gamble. So, Andrew, my normal co-host of the Saints Happy Hour podcast, he set this up with, I've never talked to him before, but he's a friend of mine through Twitter, Ben Mintz. Ben, thanks for joining us. I don't know where Andrew is. I guess he got drunk and passed out on his couch. But Ben, you're about to, and follow Bennett on Twitter, find him, just search Ben Mintz. You're about to go work for Barstool. You are about to become a major megastar. So we got you right before you become a rock star. Remember us when you become famous.
Oh, man, I can't say enough, Ralph, how excited I am to come on the Saints Happy Hour podcast. I'm bummed Andrew passed out early because, you know, my career journey, I started doing sports radio in Shreveport-Bossier City in 2015. And, you know, I've been having Andrew on that show that I did for 4 years. I mean, I've had Andrew as part of it. And I've always loved everything he does. He's a real sharp guy. So I hate to hear he's passed out for this one, but hopefully he's just getting some good sleep and tailgating for what's going to be happening football weekend.
Well, I called him a bunch of times on the Skype, so maybe he'll just pop on in or text me or something. But before we get to the gambling, I want to talk to you. You're working at Barstool, and I don't know how much you're willing to tell, but your story of how you got to Barstool, you were telling me before we hit the record button, this, it is amazing, and it should give everybody out there hope who's doing stuff on social, and it's like, I want to do sports for a living, I want to do it as a hobby, I want to make something of myself, I want to get seen. Your story of how you got found and you got hired at Barstool, it made me so happy. Tell the people how it happened.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's actually, so basically I'll give a quick summary of the journey. So I got hired for Shreveport-Bossier City in 2015, and I was 4 years and 3 months of drive time in Northwest Louisiana. It was like a 300,000 person market, 3 to 6 PM. And I got hired with no experience. It was horrible at the very beginning. A friend of mine and Andrew, Sean Fox, kind of helped me get the job. He does North Louisiana radio and Monroe and Ruston. And I got a long leash, luckily, up there. And I was awful the first 9 or 10 months. But, you know, you do something 3 hours a day. And repetition, you get a lot of experience. And it really took off in years 2 and 3. And I kind of made the brand my own with fantasy and gambling. Well, fast forward, long story short, I get let go on March the 9th or 10th this year, right as COVID happens. on the dreaded words, the dreaded words in radio. The station reformat change, which is never a pleasant, fun word. So I get let go in mid-March. Then within 48 hours, I had 3 or 4 job offers. I accepted a job offer with ESPN Baton Rouge on the phone with Jordy Clotta. I've been a part of Off the Bench with Jordy Clotta and T-Bob Hebert for for 4 years as their gambling picks guy. So I accept the job offer, and then COVID shuts the world down, and the offer disappears into the wind literally the next day. And so I was unemployed from mid-March to late June, and I had Andrew actually on my YouTube channel during that time. And then in late June, I got a call from Jimmy Ott. There was a they kind of redid the lineup at ESPN Baton Rouge, and I got a job to be his co-host. And it was going well in Baton Rouge for 3 months, and I was building it up, and you know, I was getting a great response down there, and had a bunch of sponsors. And then on October the 3rd, it was the second week of the college football season. And I'm a big. I was the only non-LSU grad for ESPN Baton Rouge. I'm an Ole Miss guy, even though I'm from Monroe, from North Louisiana.
Well, River's Mississippi State, right?
Yeah, Rivers is Mississippi State, and she's sweet, though. I always loved everything she's done for ATB. Her production value is phenomenal. But so Ole Miss and Kentucky were playing on the second game of the year, and I was watching the game, and the game's in overtime, and Kentucky's kicker misses an extra point, and Ole Miss has had a miserable last 4 years with the NCAA sanctions. And so Ole Miss scores, makes the extra point to win, and I'm just going nuts in my den in the Garden District of Baton Rouge, and my producer, who was my roommate, Playboy Marty, one of the best names in the game, he just sees me going nuts and is like, our social media and radio people will think this is funny, and has the presence of mind to just hit the record button of me going crazy after Ole Miss won. So he tweets out on Twitter, someone's excited about Lane Kiffin's first SEC win, and it's a video of me going nuts.
It was amazing. And
I'm just going...
So go ahead. So that gets you noticed.
Yeah. So Saturday night, you know, it gets some views, whatever. I don't think anything of it. Well, Sunday morning, I'm driving to Natchez, Mississippi for the ESPN Baton Rouge Sunday morning show at Magnolia Bluffs Sportsbook that we did. It was Jimmy Ott and Rohan Davey, the ex-LSU great quarterback, former New England Patriot. Awesome dude. Can't say enough great stuff about Rohan. One of the most unique characters I've ever met. So my phone goes off like a nuclear bomb at 9 a.m. when I'm 30 minutes outside of Natchez.
Yeah.
And I check it when I park, and it was Dave Portnoy. Prez retweets, SEC football just hits different. Then I look down at my phone, and Dave Portnoy's following me on Twitter, and I was just like, whoa. And then 15 minutes before we go on the air at 9:45, I'm sitting there with Jimmy Ott and Ray Lawton Sportsbook. I get a DM from Dave Portnoy. We're ready for you to come up, come work for us at Barstool Sports. And I jumped out of my chair. I was just in shock. Like, this can't possibly be real life. And so Dave and I schedule a phone call for the next day. And I'm standing out by the Mississippi River on the Bluffs and Natchez. Beautiful. Kind of like 4:35 p.m. And I say hello. And Dave, the first thing he says to me, I'll never forget it. He goes, your voice sounds exactly like how I hoped it would. Love the Southern drawl. And he said, I don't know everything about life, but I've been pretty good about finding talent, and you're my guy. And I was just like, whoa. Wow.
That's amazing. I can't believe it. It's crazy. It, you know what, though? The thing is, and I say this on Twitter all the time, and I say this about the New Orleans market, and David Grubb did a good show. I mean, he's doing a podcast now. But I say this about the New Orleans market. The New Orleans radio market, because it's still stuck in the year 1995 and how they do things, it has allowed, I believe, it's one of the big driving factors of why the Saints Happy Hour, sometimes we do, when you combine all of our stuff, over 50, 60,000 views a month. Because people, the times, the tastes, everything changes, man. And the thing is now, it's the barrier to get noticed. 5, 10, even, you know, years ago, it was hard. You had to get a show, and you had to do the show, and you had to get sponsors to pay for the show, and you had to do live spots and do all that. Now, you just create the content. If it's awesome, people will like it. They will share it. They will see you. And like you, boom, you're at Barstool.
The wait is finally over. Football is in full effect, with many teams strutting their stuff early. You might not be at the game this year, but you can still be in on the action at BetOnline. BetOnline is going the extra mile to make sure you get in on everything imaginable this season. From game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props, BetOnline gives you more options to wager than any other place online. Head to BetOnline today and use promo code ARMCHAIR to take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
Yeah, it's just, it's so crazy. And you kind of mentioned it, man, the social media world we live in, it's just, it's completely different. It's all about adapting and evolving with the times. I mean, Barstool literally has never spent a dollar on marketing ever. They just do all the social media stuff and run it through there. And, you know, whether it be minute funny videos or YouTube, and y'all have done such a good job of that with Saints Happy Hour podcast, is just being on all those platforms and getting yourself that kind of exposure. And that's just the way the world works. And what's great now, though, is you can get noticed. I mean, like, if this was 20 years ago, how would Dave Portnoy ever have a chance to know who the hell I am? I mean, it never would happen.
And they've relaxed their standards of what is acceptable and your sort of credentials and stuff. You know, 10 years ago, WWL would have been like, we are not putting you – you have no experience in front of the camera. We're not putting you on to talk about the Saints. Now they put me on every Monday morning, and I'm like, I just fire out three Saints jokes, insult Eric Paulson, and then I'm done. And because it's a new world, right? And that's how they view it. And it's, I'm just, you're just one of my favorites on social. One because you gamble, and that's why, that's one of the things you're here for. We had the marketing director from BetUS.ag, which is a sponsor of ours, and he was talking about how difficult it was to set the lines. I have to say, I've given up on college football, but you were telling me you're doing pretty well at it. I find it's chaos. Like, it was a struggle, and I just bolt. Like, I don't know what's going on with teams. They're canceling games. They're postponing Florida and all this. But you say you're rocking it. How have you been successful at college football this year? Tell me your secrets, Ben.
I honestly don't know. No, I've been doing – I've got a few college football theories. Actually, I do know. Some stuff I do. Okay, first of all, college football, if you're betting over-unders, if you're going to bet an under in college football, you bet the first half under instead of the game. That's a huge mistake people make, risking overtime. And these college games last forever because clocks don't stop on first downs. And if you're not Alabama – you get tired in the second half. These G5 teams, nobody can play for 4.5 hours without getting tired. So you see these games that are 10-7 at half end up 41-38 all the time. And so I'm really big on first half unders and then a lot of times second half overs because these games just play especially in the G5. It's very, very similar. You just see them get so wild in the second half. So I've had a lot of success with that theory.
That is a really interesting theory, and I agree with it. And look, college football overtime is just, it murders. If you bet the under and you go to overtime in college football, you're done. Like, you can just light the ticket on fire. It's a wrap. I mean,
no, it is. That first half under theory is a good, you know, I really, really like that theory. I mean, I think it's because you see defenses come out fired up early in games before they get tired, and as offenses sometimes struggle to adjust. So that's kind of been one of my things. And then another thing I like to do in college football is you see these 14-21 point underdogs will win outright sometimes. I mean, you see it a decent bit. And so if you can find a book that's got the money lines that are 4-5 and 6-1, I mean, you can hit some of those, and you can kind of do, you know, smaller bets and just, you know, kind of take some longer shots. But it actually happens. You see big upsets in college football all the time, whereas in the NFL, you know, the point spreads are so much smaller and the edges are smaller, so you don't really have that option.
Well, college football this year is chaos. It's complete chaos. And you know, you had that first week where you had ULF, they went to Iowa State and won. I mean, the Sun Belt beat three P5 teams that week, you know?
And all Big 12.
Yeah, all Big 12 teams. So it's chaos. But I'm gonna try that first half unders because I'm a gambling degenerate and I like to get strange and exotic like that. I like that theory. You know, for this week, as you look at these games, and one thing that's been one of my sort of – it's not really it's more like I call it an investment strategy where every double-digit underdog in the NFL the last 3 years, I've bet them, and they've won at least 53% every year. This year, the Jets single-handedly are torpedoing the theory because the Jets are so fucking atrocious, Ben, that, that like, the numbers – you would think that Vegas and these bookmakers would be like, look, we're just going to set these lines ridiculous because people are betting against the Jets. And, like, the numbers are gargantuan. And it was a little bit close against Kansas City for a bit, but, like, they played Buffalo and they ended up covering. And I had them. They were plus 10. Ben, they had 4 yards of offense in the second half. 4 yards. Do you know how hard? I mean, I don't know how old you. I'm old, so I watched the Saints at like their darkest moments the last 30 years. Right? I watched them when they had Werfel and Ditka and Heath Shuler. I watched them when they had Todd Bauman the Katrina year. They got shut out back-to-back weeks with Ditka, but I guarantee you they didn't have a half where they had 4 yards of offense. Like, that is – like, Ben, I feel like me and you could be the off – you could hand us the play, the offensive – Sean Payton's offensive play call sheet against Tampa Bay, and me and you could run the Saints offense and call the plays – and we would not have 4 yards of offense. Like, or you could just pick plays at random. You could roll the dice and be play. That's a six. Let's do play number six, Ben. Like, totally, like, you have to work so hard to be that bad. And yet it is, and they're ruining my investment, Ben, and I hate Adam Gase.
Yeah, Joe Flacco is you can't set out point. I mean, Joe, you and I both have better footwork than Joe Flacco. I mean, you know how to get
well,
out of
maybe
bed.
Maybe you do, I don't. Do.
But he's got. I mean, whenever he was in there when Darnold was out, I mean, he's literally got feet that are just like made of a bag of sand. I've just never seen somebody that can move so poorly. But I do like your 10-point or higher theory in the NFL because historically it hit like high 60s before the last 5 years. I mean, 10-point underdogs or more in pro football was a great gambling strategy. I mean, it made a lot of money for people for a lot of years, but. You know, every now and then, I guess a team like the 2020 New York Jets shows up and just sets
it all
on fire.
This Jets team, they're as bad as the 0-16 Cleveland team. And that 0-16 Cleveland team, those 2 years where Cleveland was just awful, they were better at the beginning of the year. Now, the end of the year, Cleveland struggled and they had kind of quit. But here's the thing, Ben, with the Jets is, like, with COVID, like, I think the Jets are, like, 2 weeks away from their players are just going to be like, I don't want to be here. This is COVID. I just want this to be over. I'm not going to play hard. I'm just going to not get injured and worry about 2021 for myself. Like, I believe these bad teams are going to be atrocious, especially post Thanksgiving. And I worry about my double digit underdog theory. Cause I just worry about with COVID, it's going to make the trash teams trash here, if that makes sense.
It does.
So I'm really I gotta do it because I'm committed to it. I'm 5-6 for the year, but I think this might be my worst year of betting every double digit underdog ever.
Yeah, I see your theory because people are going to check out, especially when it's cold in December. At least though, they have to play to get paychecks. College football, the bad teams are going to check out even more because they're not getting paid. But it's when they're 2-7, I think it could be even worse than college.
So for this week, do you have any bets that you like as we get to specifics? Because people want to make money.
Okay. Yes, I do. Do you want college or pro?
Let's start with college.
Okay, I've got a few college plays. One's a G5. I really like the Memphis Tigers to just murder South Florida. Charlie Strong set that program on fire. And Jeff Scott, who's got good ties with Clemson, has to clean up a mess. Memphis got rolled by Luke Fickle's Cincinnati, who suddenly, I mean, they're unbelievable.
Cincinnati is good, and Luke, he's a good coach.
Yeah, he's getting the next. He's the next. He's the P5 getting the G5 guy that's getting a huge job. I mean, he's got to be the next up for a monster one. But Memphis got rolled at Cincinnati last week. I think they're in a bounce back spot. Brady White at quarterback's been there forever. They got skill position, talent, speed. I think they're just going to just kill South Florida tomorrow. So that was my first one. A couple other ones I've got were I told you I like to play the first half unders. I'm on the under in Tennessee, Arkansas. Both those teams have had pretty salty defenses and bad offenses this year. So
what's the total for the first half under in that game?
The total for the game is 52.5. I hadn't seen the first half ones usually come out the day of the game, and so I bet I'm warning of it. So I hadn't seen the first half.
Are you worried that Tennessee, their quarterback, they've gone back and forth, and they had the game against Kentucky where I think he threw three pick sixes, or was it two?
They threw two on like back-to-back plays, and then the next guy, they benched Quarantano, and then the next guy came in and threw a pick.
Do you worry that the offenses might be so abysmal that they'll create scoring chances for these bad offenses that they'll be able to cash in on?
I feel like Jeremy Pruitt's just not going to let his quarterback ruin anything anymore, and he's just going to play defense and run the ball, and that's just what it is. At this point, Felipe Franks, I mean, he's obviously not a world beater, but he's been a little not as turnover happy this year at Arkansas. And, you know, Barry Odom at Arkansas, that former Missouri coach, well, the job he's done as defensive coordinator has been phenomenal. I know A&M got him last week, but I feel pretty good about both of those defenses. I kind of like, I think A&M's in a little bit of a trap spot tomorrow. I know A&M's played better the last couple of weeks. South Carolina's a 9.5 or 10-point home underdog. And then Will Muschamp, there's three coaches that are like this. It's Will Muschamp at South Carolina, Tom Herman in Texas, and Matt Campbell at Iowa State. Man, when these guys are underdogs, man, they are unbelievable. But don't ever, if they're a favorite in a football game, you run for the hills and bet the other side. All
run away.
Three of these guys, it's crazy, man. When they're underdogs, they do really well. The teams show up and fight. But anytime there's expectations, they disappoint. And so I always like catching Muschamp in a spot like this. They got rolled in Baton Rouge 2 weeks ago, but they did beat Auburn at home 3 weeks ago, and they're coming off a bye week. And I think they're catching A&M in a little bit of a trap spot. So I kind of like South Carolina. Also like Kansas State plus 12.5 at home against Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State got their heart tripped out at home by Texas in overtime, big game last week. Now they got to go up to Manhattan, Kansas, where no one likes to go. It just kind of feels like a little bit of a wonky, weird spot. And those are kind of some of my thoughts for tomorrow. On Sunday, man, I got a game on Sunday. I mean, I never want to say game of the year, but I'm saying top 3-5. I freaking love Arizona by 4 at home against Miami and Tua. I don't think Miami with Tua and that offensive line can score with Arizona in the desert. Arizona on that fast track with Kyler Murray and the weapons they got, man, they're going to score some points. And I got some questions about Tua still. In Alabama, he had such an amazing offensive line, 4 All-American receivers.
Yeah.
You know, at Miami, they have the number 30 offensive line in the league. You know, even in the win over the Rams last week, I watched it real close. Jared Goff melted down. Tua was 12 of 22 for 90 yards in that football game. You know, the football, I didn't really like the way the ball was coming out of his hand. It didn't look that good. I don't know. I just feel like this is a spot where I think Arizona may get them really good on Sunday. So that's my favorite. That's my favorite NFL game. I'm worried about the. I'm a huge Saints fan. Lived in New Orleans from 09 to 14. So I would never go against the Saints or bet against them on principle. But Saints are in a little bit of a tough spot on Sunday night. I'm sure we're gonna get to that. This one's gonna be difficult. Tampa's built up really for this game the whole season. Now everybody's kind of figuring out their roles. Brady and Gronk and Antonio Brown's debut, they were in a look-ahead spot on Monday night against the Giants where they came out sluggish in the first half, you know, looking ahead to the Saints in this game, battling for the top of the NFC South. And, you know, I don't know how the Saints are 5-2. You got to give a lot of credit to Breeze and Peyton and the culture. They know how to win close games. But, man, every week you get the Chargers ball doinking off the upright and the Carolina game is back and forth, as was the Bears game. I mean, they're great in close games, but that kind of worries me sometimes.
Well, I got the Saints. I put it on this podcast, and if the WWL column that got swallowed by the election, I said Saints 35-17. I think the Saints are completely healthy. They got everybody. They're going to play their best game of the year. Manscaped is forever changing the grooming game with their Weed Whacker. This nose and ear hair trimmer provides proprietary skin-safe technology, which helps prevent nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate holes. The premium Manscaped Weed Whacker uses a 9,000 RPM motor-powered 360-degree rotary dual-blade system. Its intelligently contoured design enhances the trimming experience and is waterproof, which makes for easy operation and cleaning. The only nose hair trimmer on the market with a powerful and rechargeable lithium-ion battery that lasts up to 90 minutes of use. Have you ever pulled your nose hair out with your fingers? That might hurt worse than nicking your balls. Manscaped is making whacking your weeds a time to look forward to delivering maximum confidence while providing hygiene. Yes, you will get a replacement blade every 3 months to keep your weed whacking time clean
and enjoyable. Look, fellas, 79% of partners polled admitted that long nose hair is a major turn off. It's time to upgrade your manscaped routine with the Weed Whacker. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code armchair at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code armchair. What are you waiting for? Go whack your weeds.
Andrew has woken up from his drunken stupor and decided to join us. All Andrew, right. Thanks for joining us.
Mincy, yeah, sorry guys. Apologize for being late.
Oh, no worries, Andrew. Thrilled to be. I've been talking to Ralph. So pumped to be on the Saints Happy Hour podcast because for the listeners, Andrew's been coming on mixing up with Mints for my starting day in late December of 2015. You were one of my first guests that I had regularly.
That's right.
And you were, you know, our friend Sean Fox, the friend Munro and Rustin connected us. And, you know, this is kind of full circle. I've always wanted to come on this podcast, to be honest.
He told us, Andrew, about how he did a video of him ranting and raving about Ole Miss defeating Kentucky. Dave Portnoy of Barstool Sports saw it, and now he's working at Barstool. And I just – it's amazing. And as a fellow gambling degenerate, I was telling him about my theory to bet all NFL 10-point underdogs. But Ben has a great theory that I think I'm gonna incorporate and start doing from now on. First half college football unders – I love it. His theory on it is the games are long. These players get tired. But at the beginning of the game plan's good. Bet the unders the first half. The trouble with that is, like Ben says, they don't roll out to the day of the game a lot of times for the first half unders. But I like that. I can add it to my gambling degenerate repertoire, Ben. So thank you for that.
well, Ben, Ralph has been in the double – digit NFL dog game for as long as I've known him, basically.
Yes.
And so anything that you can do to kind of add to the idiocy is
well, I told him, Andrew, I said that this year, man, the Jets and COVID are going to ruin the double digit underdog investment.
Yeah, they're kind of like your Rutgers this year.
I mean,
the Jets.
That's the thing, man. I rode Rutgers before they brought Schiano back. They were my team, man.
Oh,
I just bet against them every single week. I didn't care about the number. I mean, I bet them 1 week. They went against Ohio State. Ohio State was laying 54. I didn't even blink.
I think Chris Ash, who got fired, was good friends with Meyer and the old Ohio State defensive coordinator too. So I actually don't hate that logic. Yeah.
So you said Miami was your best bet of the week. Do you have anything else?
Arizona.
That's right, against Miami. So do you have anything else you like in the NFL? You don't like the Saints, but
I like over 52.5 in the Chargers Raiders game that I think is going to get really wild in LA on that fast track. The Raiders played a low scoring game because of the wind at Lake Erie in Cleveland and won like 16-6 or whatever last week. I think this is a spot where this game's going to get wild because I've been calling Justin Herbert Justin Abear. I mean, he's you know, he's rocking the great name well. But man, he's really impressing me with the way he plays. I've never seen a team blow more big leads. I mean, the Chargers, you know, we certainly saw it the Monday night in New Orleans. But I think this game could get a little wild. So I'm looking at the over, and that one is probably my favorite NFL total of the week. But that Arizona game is the one I'm really, really looking forward to.
Well, Mincy, listen, I need your advice on this, and I'm feeling a little sick to my stomach just even bringing this up. I feel ill. The Falcons, winners of two out of the last three, all of a sudden they've found the winning formula, and they're playing the Broncos. They're favored, man. See, they're favored by 4 points going up against the Broncos. The Broncos are 3-4, not as bad as you think. Are you picking the Falcons this week?
Man, this was actually one I had a tough time figuring out. You always see this when the coaches get fired, the players play hard for the interim. And Raheem Morris, it seems like the players really like him. I mean, we know he failed in Tampa, but it seems like they're playing a lot harder the last few weeks, especially the ending efforts were rough under Quinn. But Atlanta, That's a tough one because Atlanta always scares me when they're on the dome turf. They still got a lot of athletes and speed. You know, I look to try to – I think they struggle a little more when they go on the road and play on grass, even with the win they had just had in Carolina. Drew Locke has looked horrible until the second half last week, man. I can't believe they came back and beat the Chargers 31-30. I don't have a strong opinion, but I guess I'd lean Atlanta.
I feel like Atlanta and the Chargers will both be winning this game by 20, and it will end in a tie.
Like, Ralph, are you sticking with your whole double digit dog thing? Because you got the Panthers 10.5 against the Chiefs.
Yep.
So I assume you're going Panthers. Yep. And then you got the Cowboys 14.5 against the Steelers.
That's the thing too. Now the Cowboys
two
are dead
touchdowns.
In the water.
More.
That's dead in the water too. The thing with the Cowboys of that might even scare me more than the Jets because the Cowboys they. Don't have any functioning offense now. Like, they got Denunzio at quarterback. I forget his name. I mean, they can't function. And so yep. I don't know how they're going to score.
I'm going to tell you right now, living in Virginia, where he went to college, I think it's DiNucci, by the way.
DiNucci,
so
that's
good job.
It, yeah.
Butchering that, good job. But he's an hour away from Charlottesville, where I live at JMU and James Madison. And I had never heard of him living an hour away. And now he's the starting quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. So that should tell you something.
I think they're going with Cooper Rush this week because he was so bad last week.
I mean, the thing is with the Cowboys, too, is their defense is beat up and it is bad. Like Mike Nolan is one of those coaches that, like, he is a great position coach, but anything above a position coach, he is like one step out of his depth, and it's proven once again. And they're bad. Like New Orleans, we loved him. We're like, man, he's gotten the linebackers to be good. With the Cowboys, it's like I look at their defense, I'm like, they're just gaps everywhere. Dudes blowing assignment, people wide open. Mike McCarthy, I was hoping that he would be of the Falcons if they had fired Quinn. I was hoping that they would hire McCarthy because I believe he's a terrible coach. But Dallas hired him, and he's proven me correct. but Ben, as you look at the NFL going forward for gambling – do you have a sense of, like, teams that you are going to – like, because I feel like as we get further into this year and sort of COVID hits these teams and then we have these bad teams, I feel like the lines are going to start to inflate on these good teams. Do you have any teams that you trust almost every single week going forward?
Well, you're going against one of them this week. I think KC's about to turn it up and has been holding it back a little bit, and we're about to see them really, really turn it on this next 5-6 weeks. You know, I think they're just a little more healthy and people figuring out their roles and stuff. Mahomes hadn't really got it going until last week against the Jets. And so I think they're going to – I mean, the Super Bowl champs. And also got to compliment Patrick Mahomes. What a great voice that man has. I mean – you know, no one sounds better at the mic than he does. I always get a lot of comparisons because my voice sounds so much like him, and I do a lot of fun stuff with that. I've been super impressed. I can't believe Pittsburgh's their first 7-0 start in history. I mean, look at the history of the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's so impressive. You know, they have such an amazing history, and for this to be the first 7-0 start, just got to give them a ton of credit. They had a season from hell last year. They couldn't get first downs last year, and Tomlin impressed me so much. Just pulling out 8 wins with nothing. The Tennessee Titans are interesting to me because I found a gambling theory on them. Every game they play is going to be close. And so anytime they're laying like 6 or 7 or more, you can just bet against them because like literally every game goes down to the wire. And so that's kind of been something I've been riding as well.
Interesting. All right. Hey, Mincy, I want to ask you, and listen, it's great to have you. I have to say, before we get deeper, man, it was so much fun just getting started with you on radio and to see you at Barstools. Now you're killing it, man, and it's great to see. So congrats on the new work, and Looking forward to seeing everything you do there. Bills Seahawks, I got two games for you this weekend that I'm really looking at closely. Big time games, right? You've got Seahawks and Bills. The Seahawks have been maybe the worst defense in the league. We've seen Drew Brees at his peak with the best offenses playing with defenses like this. And yet, you know, it seemed like they were 7-9 every year. But here the Seahawks are 6-1 despite their defense. They play the 6-2 Bills favored by 3. I want your thoughts there. And you've got an even. You've got a pick'em game this week. The 5-2 Ravens against the 5-2 Colts. This, to me, feels like the gimme of the week. Picking the Ravens off of a loss, you know, ready to bounce back, just desperate for a win. To me, this feels like a gift from heaven. And Baltimore is the easiest pick of the week. So give me your thoughts on those two.
Well, we agree on the Ravens front because there's no chance in hell I'm trusting Phillip Rivers against that Ravens defense. I just feel like that's a turnovers or whatever. They're going to put heat on him. And if you put pressure on him, we know he'll turn the ball over. Also, Lamar Jackson just getting to play in the dome on that fast track. You know, he went to college at Louisville, which is really close to Indianapolis. I like the Ravens on the bounce back. We're on the same side on that one. That Seattle Bills game, I cannot wait to watch the DK Metcalf-Trey White matchup. Man, what a matchup that's going to be. I mean, DK Metcalf's been...
Yeah, you got a little Ole Miss against LSU there.
You do, yeah. You do, man. You certainly do. And, man, I just have been so impressed. Watching DK this year has been it's been a joy to watch. But for some reason, my instincts are kind of feeling the same way you are. It's like Seattle, you know, they keep allowing so many points. I think I kind of like the Bills as the home dog a little bit in that
man,
one. I feel like that's more
the thing
more
is
the home
Buffalo,
underdog
though. Buffalo, their run defense is kind of a disaster. And that's the thing with Josh Allen. Their defense, they're kind of – I was listening to Mina Kimes' podcast, and she was saying the Bills are kind of like the AFC version of the Saints on defense, where she's like, what the hell's going on? Like, you look at the Bills' defense, and you're like – you have all these players. You should be better than that. And that's what she said about the Saints. She's like, you look at the Saints, and they're like, you got Cam Jordan, you got Lattimore, you got Demario Davis. Why aren't you better? And the Bills, like, their defense has sort of gone backwards, and now they kind of depend on Josh Allen to win him the game, and that's not really his thing. So I just think I think Seattle's going to carve them up, man.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Well, it's funny you mentioned the Bills. The last year, there was a funny thing was on. You talk about something. You bet the 10-point underdogs are higher every week. I just blindly took Bills unders all year on ESPN off the bench and went 11-5 last year. I mean, they literally every game was 17-14. And this year, we saw Josh Allen come out hot. The defense kind of cratered a little bit. It's completely kind of 180 flip. But they've been playing a few more unders lately. But yeah, that one, I don't have a strong feel. I do agree with Andrew, though, on the Ravens. I like the Ravens on Sunday.
Yeah.
Well, I've been riding Seattle all year. That's been successful to me. And I just want you guys to know that I went with the parlay of Packers minus 7 and the over. I did both of those in a parlay on Thursday and hit. So I'm walking on water right now. everything I touch is gold. So you want to go with me on this, and I'm with Mintz. Seahawks minus 3. I'm sticking with him.
Andrew's.
They won't even bring him to camp. He looks like a star of the day for the Saints.
You're our star of the day, Andrew.
It's true.
Ben, I can't thank you enough, and I can't thank Andrew enough for waking up from his wine nap on a Friday night and finally joining us. That was nice. But, Ben, tell the people how they can find you on Twitter and find what you're going to be doing for Barstool.
Okay, yeah, so I changed all my Twitter. Andrew was calling me that a second ago. Everybody called me Mincy in South Louisiana, and it really took off. And I'm now my old Twitter handle. My Twitter handle and Instagram are now at Barstool Mincy. M-I-N-T-Z-Y on both, and I'm going really hard. These stoolies, Andrew, I now know what it felt like to be in the Grateful Dead, I think, because these fans are, I mean, I've never seen anything like these stoolies. I'm getting hundreds and hundreds of messages on Twitter and Instagram. I've probably gotten 500 to 700 messages in the last 2 or 3 days of new fans. I cannot believe how passionate and loyal these guys are. People are losing their minds. And it's just crazy to see how rabid this fan base is. And I also want to mention, too, on the sports gambling front, Ralph, while we're talking about it. So Barstool is owned, Penn Gaming owns yep. 5 casinos in Louisiana. Louisiana just passed
That's
the
sports right.
gambling.
Get with the program, Tuesday. Louisiana. Thank God. It's about time.
Yeah, we can't let that money go to Mississippi. They got to quit letting that money go to Mississippi.
Exactly.
And the big thing for Louisiana is the proximity to Lake Charles, to Houston, and Shreveport-Bossier to Dallas. You can start getting that Texas money back over in Louisiana, stimulate the economy a little bit. So Penn Gaming owns Margaritaville-Bossier, Boomtown-Bossier, LaBerge Lake Charles, LaBerge Baton Rouge, and that Boomtown at Harvey, Louisiana on the West Bank. And they're going to be doing a lot of stuff. These are going to be the Barstool sports books, it looks like, coming up in the next year. And I'm going to be coming back doing shows from them. There are even rumors my picture could be on the wall.
Yes.
That's just surreal to me. But I'm going to be doing a lot of stuff coming back with the sports gambling. And I'm also want to say this, too. I lived in New Orleans from 09 to 14. I love New Orleans food, music, culture, everything. And, man, whatever I can do to use this Barstool platform to help the economic recovery and just put eyes on New Orleans again, I'm here to do. I'm going to do a lot of features on Tipitina's. Hopefully they make it, and Maple Leaf, and, you know, Frenchman Street, the music. I'm going to go hit up the good restaurants. I'm going to come for Mardi Gras, Jazz Fest, Hogs for a Cause. I love New Orleans, and anything I can do to help after this COVID economic crisis, I'm going to try to do everything I can to give back to the city. It's given so much.
Well, listen, Ben, look, we wanted to wait to have you on until your profile was as high as it was going to be.
Yeah.
So I want to thank you for, raising our profile now that you're big time. But listen, man, it's great to have you.
It is.
Yeah, for sure. Andrew, it was fun. I had you on. Andrew came on YouTube when I was unemployed 5 months ago, sitting there in Oxford,
yeah,
me and Playboy Marty.
That's right.
That was only 5 months ago.
I know.
And I ran through ESPN.
Life comes
Baton Rouge
at you fast, man.
That's right.
Yeah, now I'm sitting here in Hell's Kitchen in New York City in the heart of Manhattan doing this podcast with y'all. It's crazy.
Yeah. You know what, though? When you're a huge star and they have your life-size cutout on all the sports book in Louisiana and Mississippi, I want you to remember us. That's all we ask, Missy.
Oh, man, we can make that happen. I mean, I don't see any reason why we shouldn't tape a Saints Happy Hour podcast or on these sports books sometime.
That's right.
Now we're talking.
Hey, man, Andrew and me, another reason 2020 sucks. We had a plan where Zach Streif told Andrew, he's like, listen, man, whenever y'all want, do a live show with us. And me and Andrew were going to plan it. My wife was going to do it all. And then COVID ruined fucking everything. But that's the way it goes in 2020. Ben, thanks for joining us, guys. Find him on Twitter. He's giving you great gambling insight tonight. Everybody, have a great gambling weekend. Thanks for checking out the free show. Become a patron. Get Saints Happy Hour podcast every single day. We love you guys. We will see you after Saints Bucks.